This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan's European summit had more than its share of troubles. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, I know you like to be a cheerleader for President Reagan, but you'll have a hard time finding anything to cheer about in his recent European trip. The economic summit was not exactly a diplomatic triumph. Our European allies lined up unanimously against President Reagan's misguided economic sanctions against Nicaragua. They also expressed serious reservations about the president's Star Wars scheme to militarize outer space, and France vetoed his plan to set a date for new trade talks. Even worse, the whole trip was clouded by President Reagan's misguided decision to go through with his controversial visit to the Nazi cemetery at Bitburg. I know you try to put a good face on everything the president does, Bob, but that European trip was far from successful, and George Will was right to call it the Cemetery Summit.
Ted Kennedy blames America whenever we run into problems overseas. He ignores the observations President Reagan made in Europe on the advance of freedom in the world. Ted, while you and the media were obsessed with one stop on the president's European trip, you missed some telling points that bear repeating. President Reagan stated that freedom is on the advance. Communism and dictatorship are in retreat. And he's right. Look at the new democracies in Argentina and Brazil. Growing economic freedom behind the Iron Curtain, and experiments with free markets even in China. The moral of the story, Ted, is that people across the globe want to follow our example, and they do when we demonstrate strong leadership and the courage of our convictions. You don't want us to return to the days of apology and retreat of the last Democratic president, do you, Ted? This is Senator Bob Dole. When the chips were down in the Senate, Ted Kennedy took a walk on deficit reduction. Tomorrow, Ted and I will face off on this issue, all on the Mutual Radio Network.